I was just wondering, you've said several times that you've had personal victories on this film, but would you say now that the 3 years has been worth it, has been worth 3 years of your life? And what's the greatest achievement you've had from it? And the last very little detail is it on purpose that you're wearing the same dress as you had on in Cannes?
I've always been like this. I have like one and two favorite dresses, and I wear them at sort of when you're supposed to dress up, like for a year. And then when they're starting to fall apart, my friends tell me off, and then I get another one. But it works really well on tour, because then you put your favorite dress on when you sing, and you go on stage, and after a year it's sort of falling apart, so you have to get a new one. But no, I guess it isn't on purpose, but it's just because this is my favorite. It's like my this is my Sunday dress at the moment, sort of thing. I've had comments like that a lot, actually, but I think I've sort of maybe answered him, I mean, about what I learned. I think, of course, every month that passes when you've been through something so extreme that it goes to the core of you and rebuilds the genes in you from the DNA from the bottom and up, you kind of, I don't think it really has changed me. I think it's more confirmed how I felt anyway, you know. And maybe all these kind of big questions that I've, because I was always brought up with friends and like the Sugar Cubes and people like Spike and Michelle and Nelly Hooper, all these people, I didn't realize that we were actually that similar, because we never had to sit by a table and say, do you believe in God? You know, and kind of, how do you feel about capital punishment? And these big questions, because we agreed. So we could rather tell a stupid joke, you know, and then we just get on with our work. So maybe kind of where we agreed was already unspoken and felt. So it was in our work, like when we write a song or when we do a video. I mean, all the things we feel for are there, you know. And then, you can sit down and analyze it forever. But I've never been much of a sort of person who likes analyzing, you know. Lars is a person who really loves analyzing. That's his favorite thing, you know. He's definitely sort of a Woody Allen, sort of that generation, you know. And before you do everything, let's talk about it for 900 hours. And which is a very sort of Scandinavian thing. And where Iceland is definitely not Scandinavian, for sure. We're, you know, very intuitive, very raw tribe that's not, doesn't share that. The fact that I had to sit down and analyze, he'd say, oh, let's do this. And I go, no. And he'd go, but why? And I had to actually sit down and think, why? And then I figured out it's because these kind of big issues in life that I always thought it was really cheap to talk about them, you know. But and I had to really, like, defend me and like the pillow Lars sent me and kind of him beating me down in the mud. And then we have to kind of rise up and say, actually, I know how I feel about this thing, and it's like this. So, and I think that's quite healthy for a 33-year-old girl, don't you think? You know, it's about time. So I think I'm. It sort of make you clarify a lot of things, and sort of you walk out of it saying, okay, I won't waste more time on all these things. But now life is short, and I definitely think it's too short to invent pain. Very good point. And just to focus on why you came, you know. I know it sounds a bit big-headed, but I don't mean, I feel like a servant to music. It's not a megalomaniac thing at all. But from now on, to focus on that, you know, and love it and nurture it and stay with it, you know.